Hey, everybody, we're back. You're listening to Food Nation Radio Network. I'm Elizabeth Doherty. We have Domenica Macchia on the phone. She is a local chef, and she's worked at several different places here and abroad. I thought of you when we posted some things online about bullying in the workplace, people being bullied, because you and I have talked in the past about situations like this and how prevalent it can be. And we've also talked about the fact that you've had your foot in both camps, just as an employee and also as a management person. What are some of the types of things that you've dealt with?
Well, I'll start kind of in the beginning. When I first started my career in cooking, not many women were on the line. They were more in pastries. And
right.
When I first got in, you know, in New York City and doing that, I mean, I would get locked in the cooler. You know, people would just sit there. I don't know if it's an initiation or more of, but it felt like bullying. You know, your knives would get stolen, or you know, misplaced would be what it was. But yeah, kind of have to. It's not to say, you know, I guess in the beginning, I guess boys' club would be, you know, more or less. But you know, you have to fit in, and once I think your skills show through and they see that you're serious, it kind of stopped a little bit, you know. And not to say, you know, I haven't been guilty of the same thing. You know, when the new person comes around, you know, it's kind of a rite of initiation. You know, you're going to make it. The kitchen can be a volatile, you know, environment. We play with fire and knives.
Right.
You know, you're under a lot of stress.
Yeah.
And, you know, it might not be the healthiest way to get out your anxiety, but it does happen. So I've kind of been on both sides of the thing, you know. And then as I've moved up and you get to management, you know, you have to be a little bit tougher and you have to show some authority, you know.
And
to say no to people, you know, instead of being, you know, you're no longer considered a manager, you're considered, you know, mean. Because, you know, sometimes you can't change schedule or, you know, sometimes you have to work those, you know, we're in the service industry.
What happens when an employee complains about working conditions, for instance, in some of these places?
It depends. In New York and the other places I never really had, you never got that. You get somebody giving you the roll eye and an understanding, or you kind of hopefully, you know, as a manager, you're more mature and you pull them out. You know, and I've always been one, you know, I think it's even just recently, I'm flattered that employees have said I'm firm but fair.
Yeah.
It's slacker, you know, it's a job as manager to kind of, you know, and it's mostly if you have servers that complain to you and say, hey, this one isn't pulling her weight. Mm-hmm. And if someone isn't doing about it, I always think that, you know, people come to me a little bit more because they know, you know, we're at the team, you know, and
sure.
When it's employing it, what happens is if the good workers are complaining about that bad one, they're not doing their job anymore.
Sure.
I can cut the cancer out or,
yeah.
You know, or say, and sometimes it works by just talking, you know, you go outside and have a cigarette break and hope that they get it. And then there are times that it doesn't. You know, the service industry is a lot of people take it because it should be flexible. You know, you're not going to get rich in the service industry.
Right, exactly. Some employees, when they do seem to complain, it's almost like, because all the restaurant people know each other, that there's a blacklist.
Yeah, I think most recently, under what I'm experiencing, the kitchen had no air, basically, in the summer. And,
yeah.
You know, and if you did, and actually a customer had called OSHA, and I was reprimanded for, unbeknownst to me, I didn't know someone had called them. We knew not to call anybody.
Right.
You know, yeah. It was, you know, part of the looming thing is, you know what, the economy is tough and be lucky you have a job. And that's kind of the mindset that went on there. So you just put your head down and you hope you didn't pass out.
So you felt like people were afraid to say anything because they might not be able to work.
Yeah, at this particular place, you knew better than to, you know, which is a shame because, you know, working conditions should be, you know, and not to say it's called work for a reason. No one said you're going to fun.
Right.
But, you know, it should at least be an environment where it's not, you know, detrimental to your health.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
When you feel like you can't say something, you know, that's harmful. But again, you know, being in the economy, especially at the DP and things, finding a decent, you know, a restaurant job in this particular, you know, where we are, it's hard.
these days you're at Beeks Old Florida, is that correct?
I am there now. I was lucky enough to, when I did quit and give my notice, I called everybody that I knew, and Dan and I had always said we'd eventually work together, and then there he's being sued as well for hiring me.
Domenica, I really appreciate your time. Chef Domenica Macchia at Beeks Old Florida on Central Avenue. Thanks for joining us today.
You come visit, please.